Unit 10. People and Opinions. Reading 1. Gandhi's Path. Mohandas K. Gandhi was born in 1869 to Hindu parents in Gujarat in western India. It was not until much later in his life that the name Mahatma was given to him. This name came from a poet and means great soul. Gandhi did not actually approve of the name, but it stuck. While growing up, Gandhi could only be called a shy and serious boy. His parents belonged to the merchant caste of Hindus, and his father worked for the British government, which ruled India at that time. However, Gandhi's first real friend was a boy from that lower caste of Hindus, the Untouchables. The Untouchables always worked in the worst jobs, and this boy came to Gandhi's house to clean the latrines. Gandhi never understood why these people should be treated so badly by others. He spent much of his life trying to help them and living like them as an example for other Hindus. When Gandhi was 19, his parents sent him to England to become a lawyer. It was in England that Gandhi began to seriously study other great religions of the world. He read the Bible. He studied the lives of Buddha and Muhammad. He also read for the first time the Bhagavad Gita, an important spiritual text for all Hindus. From all this study of different religions, Gandhi formed his own philosophy of religion. He still thought of himself as a Hindu, but tolerance for other religions became a guiding force in his life. Gandhi completed his law degree in England and then went to South Africa to practice. South Africa was a British colony at that time, but the laws for British citizens and Indians living in South Africa were very different. Gandhi spent 21 years in South Africa standing up for the rights of Indians there. Before he left South Africa in 1914, Gandhi had succeeded in getting the government to recognize Indian marriages and to do away with the special tax that Indians had to pay in order to vote in South Africa. When he arrived in India in 1914, Gandhi found he already had quite a few people supporting his political actions. It was never his dream to enter politics, but 5 years later, Gandhi became the head of the Indian National Congress, which was trying to free India from British rule. Gandhi continued to make waves by leading several non-violent protests and began fasting to make his point stronger. During a protest in April of 1919, 379 protesters were shot and killed by the British. It was a terrible tragedy, but Gandhi refused to meet violence with violence. He continued fasting and urging non-violent protest of British rule, wanting no harm to British people or destruction of British property. Thousands of people began to follow him as a political leader and a holy man. On August 15, 1947, India became a free nation. However, Gandhi found little reason to celebrate. India was now divided by religion. India became a Hindu country. Pakistan was divided from India and became a Muslim country. Both countries, the new and old, began fighting almost immediately. Gandhi began fasting on January 13, 1948, to protest the fighting between Hindu and Muslims. 5 days later, the leaders of India and Pakistan agreed to peace and Gandhi stopped fasting. Less than 2 weeks later, Gandhi was shot by a narrow-minded Hindu fanatic who did not agree with Gandhi's philosophy of tolerance for all religions. He was dead at the age of 78. Supplemental reading. Civil Rights Activities. It is surprising how closely the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. matches the life of Mahatma Gandhi. Both men were seen as powerful religious and political leaders of their time. Both men were put in jail for nonviolent protests. Both men received the Nobel Peace Prize during their lives. and both men were eventually killed for their beliefs. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told many people that he admired the ideas of Gandhi, and Dr. King followed a strict belief in nonviolent protests against unjust laws in the United States. Most of the laws that Dr. King protested were the ones taking rights away from blacks in America. Through the protests and marches that Dr. King organized, the laws in the United States were finally changed by the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to give all races in the United States equal rights. Dr. King was shot on April 4, 1968, as he stood outside of his hotel room in Memphis, Tennessee. After Dr. King's death, the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, who was living in Memphis, Tennessee at that time, started an organization called the Season for Nonviolence. This organization is still working today to help teach people the power of nonviolent protests in fighting against unjust laws. As part of this, every year starting January 30th, there is a 64-day period, also called the Season of Nonviolence. During this time, people all over the world voluntarily practice the principles of compassion, tolerance, and nonviolence.